this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. My name is John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey, a place where discovery and excitement are waiting just around the corner. Why don't you come along and we'll have an adventure in Odyssey.
So, how much money have you made anyway?
$3?
Here's your $20.
Wow!
Okay, here you go. One $20 bill.
Wow!
So, how much money have you made anyway?
$2? What are you doing, Dad?
Oh, trying to fix the fan on this air conditioner before your mother gets home. She says her plants are all going to die if it doesn't cool off soon.
But didn't you just fix it?
Yes, I did. But this heat wave is putting a lot of strain on it. I'm telling you, son, if you ever want to make your old man happy, just invent an air conditioner that'll last for a decade. Then we'll all retire together on the millions of dollars you make. Oh, boy.
Maybe you should call a repairman.
Want to pay him $1 million? Yeah, I'll just do it myself. Ouch! Oh.
Are you all right?
Yeah, just fine. Screwdriver broke, that's all. Look, I'm going to go over and see if the Petersons have one. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah, tell you what, why don't you go inside and fix us some lemonade?
Okay.
Hi, I'm... Oh, can I speak with your parents, please, sir?
They aren't here right now.
When will they be home?
My dad will be back in a minute. He just went next door to... Hey, what's in that wheelbarrow?
Fans. Special fans. They blow out cold air. I sell them.
You sell fans?
Yep.
Cool.
Exactly. Say, how long have you lived in Odyssey?
Odyssey.
Whatever.
All my life.
So you pretty much know everybody in this town?
Pretty much.
So people around here trust you?
I guess so.
So if you were to tell them something, they'd believe you?
Why are you asking all these questions?
Because I'm new here. I don't know anybody, and I need a partner to help me sell fans. Do you know anybody?
Not offhand.
Too bad. There's an awful lot of money to be made out there.
Really? How much money?
A lot. A whole lot. I've been selling fans all day long. This is my second wheelbarrow full.
No kidding?
Would I lie to you?
I don't know.
I haven't lied to you before, have I?
You haven't had time.
I'll tell you what. Let's sell some fans together.
But I don't...
I'll give you $2 for every fan we sell.
$2? For everyone?
$2 a fan. Take it or leave it.
Well, that's a lot better than my paper route paid.
Hey, boys.
Hello.
Dad.
I don't think I know you.
My name's Derek.
Well, he sells fans, and he wants me to help him.
Really? An entrepreneur, huh?
No, they're fans.
He's new here in town, and he thinks I can help because I know everybody.
Oh, well, here, let me see one of those fans. So, you're new in Odyssey, huh?
Yes, sir. My father and I moved here after my mother. It's kind of hard to talk about.
Well, I understand. Well, this looks like pretty good merchandise. You know, I'm always impressed when a boy your age takes the initiative to earn a little extra money.
So, can I do it?
Yeah, why not? You know, this could be a good experience for you.
Super. When do you want to start?
Well, I'm not doing anything right now. Is it okay with you, Dad?
Sure. I'll just be home in time for dinner.
Aroa townhouses. This should be easy.
Why?
Not so far to walk, and the cheaper ones don't have air conditioning. Now make sure you let me do the talking at first. It takes a bit of time to catch on.
Gotcha.
And act positive.
Can I help you, boys?
Hello, ma'am. I'm Derek, and this is my friend...
Isaac! Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Jorgensen.
And we're selling these special fans to help you fight the summer heat.
Special fans? Well, how about that?
They blow out cold air.
Of all things.
And for just $20, you can have one of your own.
Well, I'm not one who usually buys door to door. But it is hot, and I know Isaac, so I'll take one.
Great!
Okay, here you go. One $20 bill.
And here's your fan.
Any special instructions?
This button here turns it on, and the same button turns it off. This knob changes the speeds. You have 3. And it swings back and forth. That's it. Very simple.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am.
And you tell your parents hello for me, okay, Isaac?
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Wow, that was easy.
Oh, this is a great business.
How'd you get started?
My dad sold them for a while.
He doesn't anymore?
Nah, he's moved on to bigger and better things.
Bigger things?
He sells boats now.
Boats? Like ski boats or shark fishing boats?
Well, actually...
Can I help you, boys? Isaac, how are you?
I'm fine.
Ma'am, I'm Derek, and you know Isaac. We're trying to help the people of Odyssey out with some cool air.
Boy, do we need that.
So we're selling these fine fans, 3-speed control, rotating axis, and a 4-blade...
How much?
Only $20 a piece. How many would you like, and in what colors?
Well, I'm not really sure I want to spend $20. Are they guaranteed to last very long?
Oh, yes, very long.
How long?
The whole year.
Just 1 year?
Did I say a year? I meant the whole, lifetime of the fan.
Oh?
Well, it's in your house, of course, which means the lifetime of the fan during the lifetime of your house. And, as you know, houses last a long time.
Well, they sure do. I suppose that's a good guarantee. I'll be right back.
Wow, that was a great guarantee.
Here's your $20.
And here's your fan. Enjoy.
Thank you, boys. You two have a nice day now.
Bye. How come you don't always tell about the guarantee?
It's something my dad taught me. You only tell them what you need to tell them to sell the product. It's a fundamental marketing strategy.
Really?
Just watch and learn, Isaac. And don't ask too many questions. I think you and I will make a great team. But remember, I'm the one with all the experience.
Okay, partner.
Yeah, partner. Was I right? Did we make some easy money or what?
Yeah.
Pretty good for a day's work, and you're a good partner. It was great having you along.
Thanks. It was a lot of fun.
Does that mean you want to help me sell some more fans tomorrow?
Do you want me to?
Sure. We're a winning combination.
I think my parents will let me.
Great. So what is this place?
Wits End. You'll like it.
Any potential customers?
I guess we'll find out. Come on. Mr. Whitaker!
Isaac, hello. Who's your friend?
My name is Derek, Mr. Whitaker. Isaac and I are selling fans together. We're partners.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Derek. You two picked a good time to be selling fans.
Yeah, it sure is hot, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Do you need a fan?
Well, funny you should mention it, but the air conditioning isn't circulating in the library the way it should. You know, a fan might be the thing I need. Why don't you tell me about them?
Well, they come in a variety of colors, and they have a 3-speed motor and a rotating axis.
Okay, boys, thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
Wow, he bought 2 of them.
He knows a bargain when he sees one. And you're getting pretty good at the sales pitch. Are you sure you've never done this before?
Only the 2 days we've been doing it.
You're a natural.
Do you think so?
Look how many fans we've sold. I owe it all to you. In fact, I think you're due for a raise.
A raise?
Sure. Let's make it $3 a fan.
$3? That's, how many fans have we sold?
Let me think. A bunch on Monday and a lot on Tuesday and today, I don't know, maybe 40?
So that's 40 times 3, which is...
$120.
Wow!
Just show me a kid who can make that kind of money in only 3 days.
Nobody I know. That's terrific!
Why stop now? There's plenty more where that came from.
Then let's go!
Mm, this is delicious, eh?
Yeah, come on, Isaac, you're missing breakfast!
I'll be right down.
He sure slept late this morning. I wonder if he's all right.
I'm sure he's just tired from selling fans all week. You know, he's turned into quite a salesman. Everybody's been telling me what a charmer he is. My son.
Jerry.
Today, fans. Tomorrow,
airplane propellers.
Hi, Dad. Morning, Mom.
Good morning, son.
So, you off for another big day of selling?
Yeah.
Do you like it, Isaac? You know, selling door to door?
Uh-huh. But I like making money most of all. Dad, I don't know how you could ever come home from work.
It gets easier, believe me.
When I grow up, I'm going to work all the time. No wife, no kids, just make money.
That might be a little extreme, Isaac.
He's just kidding, honey. Aren't you, Isaac?
Well, if I have to be.
So, how much money have you made anyway?
Gobs. Well, I don't know for sure. Derek has it all.
Well, when do you get your share?
He said he'd pay me at the end of the week.
Oh, well, that would be today. Just like a real job.
Yep. I'm going to meet Derek at Wits End and talk business. I think he's going to pay me then.
Talk business? You hear that? I love it. Honey, I think our little boy is growing up.
I don't know if I like all this.
It's okay, Mom. Derek's a good friend. We have a lot in common.
Oh, you do?
Sure. His mom works in a hospital, just like you do.
Really? She's a doctor, too?
I think so.
Wait a minute. Didn't he say his mother was,
Was what?
Well, I could have sworn that he said he and his dad moved here after she... Well, after something happened to his mom.
He did?
Well, I mean, I thought so. I mean, maybe I misheard, but...
I wish I felt better about this.
Don't worry, Mom. When you see the great wads of cash I'm gonna bring home, you'll be happy.
Boy, that was good.
How can you drink an extra thick chocolate milkshake so early in the morning?
Why not? Some people like pancakes with syrup all over them. And Mr. Whitaker makes them really good here. The best I've had anywhere.
Do you travel a lot?
Well, my dad's business is always moving. A sign of success, he says. But that's a long story. Boy, we've been selling tons of fans.
We sure have.
We make good partners. In fact, I think we make good friends. It's been 6 days of money pouring in. So where do you think we should go today?
I don't know. We've gone to all the houses where I know people.
We have?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I was hoping for at least one more good day.
I'm sure we can sell to other people.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, and speaking of all the selling, when do I get paid?
Paid? Well, I meant to bring the money today, but I forgot. So I'll pay you tomorrow. Are you ready to go?
Sure, but we have to pay for the milkshake.
Right, I got it. Here we go. And a little bit more for the tip.
That's a lot of change.
I don't like to carry large bills.
So, where do we go?
I'll have to think about it. You know what, Isaac? I think I'd better go to my supplier and get some more fans. I'm not sure we have enough to get through the day.
Okay, let's go.
Well, I better go alone. He doesn't like a lot of people knowing where his business is.
Why not?
Because, he'll be overrun with people trying to make a fast buck on his great fans. Let's take the day off and meet up again tomorrow.
Well, if you say so.
You deserve it. You did a great job this week.
Thanks. So, you want to meet here tomorrow?
Nah, let's meet on the street corner again.
At the usual time?
Yeah, why not? We'll have a new stock of fans for our new group of customers.
Well, hello, Isaac. What are you doing here?
Waiting for Derek. Have you seen him? I've been waiting a long time.
Oh, no. But when you see him, you might mention that we're having trouble with our fan.
You are?
Well, it just stopped working yesterday. It's probably something minor.
Well, I'll tell Derek. We'll take care of it.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'll see you soon.
Bye. Derek, where are you?
Isaac!
Dad?
I've been looking all over for you. Where's Derek?
I don't know. Why were you looking for me?
Well, we've gotten a few calls on those fans since you left the house this morning. Everyone says they're breaking down. Mr. Oswald said he took his apart and found a bunch of cheap plastic inside. But we need to find out if Derek knows anything.
I'm waiting for him.
Well, you've been gone for over 2 hours.
Well, he said he'd meet me here. Hope he's all right.
Tell you what, hop in the car. We'll swing by his place.
I don't know where he lives.
Do you have his number?
No. Well, we always meet here, or at Wits End.
Okay, come on. Maybe he's waiting for you there.
Isaac, Jerry, how are you?
Not so great, Mr. Whitaker.
Whit, have you seen Derek?
Oh, not since he was in with Isaac yesterday.
Oh, boy, I was afraid of that.
Something wrong?
Well, you know those fans we've been selling?
Yeah.
Well, they're breaking down, and we can't find Derek to see if he knows what's wrong.
You bought one, didn't you, Whit?
Uh-huh. It's right over there.
It's working. What a relief.
Well, actually, I had to fix it.
You had to fix it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I should have known. I don't like to think ill of people, but I should have known.
Known what, Dad?
Isaac, son, Congratulations. I think you've been scammed. Derek took you, well, he took all of us for the proverbial ride.
Do you know where Derek lives?
No.
Do you know anything about him?
No. Huh. I don't even know anything about his family. Well, except for his dad sells boats.
Boats? Well, I can think of only one place where they have boats in Odyssey.
Trickle Lake.
Right. Excuse me.
Fred Ferdinand's the name. What can I do for you, Jen?
Yeah, you sell boats here, right?
I sure do.
Are you Derek's father?
Sorry, wrong number.
Well, you see, we're looking for a boy named Derek, and he said that his dad sells boats.
Well, I run this place, and my son and I are the only ones who work here, and his name is Larry.
Where are the other boat places?
Well, there are no others. Not in Odyssey, at least. Who can compete with my prices? Now, this little number over here, for example.
I'm sorry, but we're not here to buy anything.
I've got some great deals. You just look around. Let me know if I can help.
Isaac, are you sure he said boats?
Yeah, but maybe he was lying about that, too. I can't believe he did this to me.
I'm sorry, son.
Me too.
Come on, let's go home and try to explain to everyone who bought fans from you. They'll understand.
But all that money, Dad... I just can't go back without something.
You heard the man, Isaac. This is the only place that sells boats.
Yeah, I guess.
Excuse me. This may sound a little crazy. I was just thinking there is another place that has boats. Not for sale, mind you, but there are boats there.
Where?
The Waterslide Park on the other side of the lake.
You're kidding.
No, not really.
He wasn't kidding.
Look, Dad, there's a boat ride.
Yeah, I see it. But am I supposed to believe that Derek's dad sold these kinds of boats?
Why not? Somebody has to do it.
Oh, look, there's someone over there. Hello?
Yo! Just get your change in the booth over there and drop 2 quarters in the slot on the boat. It's a ride you'll never forget.
Yeah, we've already been taken for one ride today. Thanks. Look, I was wondering if you could
change?
Help.
Change? These boats run on change?
That's right.
Does that mean something?
Well, Derek had a whole pocket full of change yesterday.
Do you know a young boy named Derek?
Derek? Oh, yeah, the kid. Hung around because his dad helped set up this boat ride. Gotcha.
Do you know where he is?
Well, that's a tough call. He quit just today.
Quit?
Sure, finished the job last night. See? Brand new boats.
We need to know where he is.
Well, I don't know the exact address. The manager might have it in his personal file, you know.
Okay, is the manager here?
Yeah, in the office.
Okay, Isaac, wait here. I'll see what I can find out.
Hey, is the kid in some kind of trouble?
That depends. You really don't know where he lives?
All I know is that they talked about the cabin on the backside of the park, just a quick jog through the rear exit. I can't give you the exact address, like I said.
Yo, Rome! Come here, we got a problem with one of these boats!
That's impossible! Those things are guaranteed!
I'm telling you, stop running!
Look, I gotta go. If you need to talk to him, you should hurry. I got the impression that they were moving on today. What are you talking about over here?
You turn it on, it doesn't go on. What do you want to hit?
Hurry? But... my dad. Oh. Well, it's the only cabin around here.
Hold on, Derek. I forgot to check the back room.
Hey, Dad.
What? Derek! Wait! Derek!
Isaac?
I've been looking all over for you. What are you doing? Are you leaving?
Oh, sure looks like it.
Come on, Derek, we've got to go. Who's this?
Isaac, the kid who helped me sell the fans.
Oh, well, don't stand there yakking all day. We have to go.
What are you doing? My phone's been ringing off the hook. All those fans we sold are breaking down.
That's real tough.
Derek, come on.
Tough, Derek, you can't leave now. We have to fix those fans.
Get a clue, Isaac.
But what about our partnership? I thought we were friends.
Isaac, I can't afford friends in my line of work.
Derek.
Isaac, can't you catch on? It's business. And business is over. Goodbye.
That does it for this one.
How many more fans do we have to fix?
Another dozen or so.
Thanks for helping me, Mr. Whitaker. I couldn't do this without you.
Well, I'm proud you suggested it. You know, people would have understood if you'd explained it to them. No one would have expected you to fix all those fans.
Well, yeah, but... well, everyone trusted me. like I trusted Derek. I wanted to make it right.
Even though you never got your money for helping Derek?
Well, I guess this is more important than money. How can he do this and leave me with this mess?
Sometimes people can be very cruel, Isaac. That's why you gotta be careful. There's a saying that's often used today. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. You see, even the book of Proverbs warns us against chasing after fast money and to be wise in who we choose as our friends.
I learned that the hard way.
And I'll bet you'll never forget it. Oh, excuse me, Isaac. Wits End. Sure, he's right here. What? Both of them? Yes, yes, I see. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. All of it? Well, say, that's good news. Thanks for calling.
Was that my dad?
No, it was the police. They picked up Derek and his dad near the county line.
Really?
Derek's father's been running a whole variety of scams around the state, so there's already a warrant out for him.
Well, what about Derek? What'll they do with him?
Well, I would imagine that's up to the juvenile courts. But there's good news. We can stop fixing fans now.
How come?
Well, the police confiscated all that money from the fans you and Derek sold. After a bit of legal processing, we should be able to return that money to the people who bought the faulty fans.
That's great.
Well, what's wrong, Isaac?
Well, I was just wondering, could I see Derek? You know, talk to him?
After all he's done to you? Well, why in the world would you want to do that?
Well, because he was my friend.
What a difficult but important lesson for Isaac to learn. Yet it's something we all need to remember. Like Witt said, if something seems too good to be true, then it probably is too good to be true. And you need to be cautious and wise about it. And if you're still not sure, ask your parents or another adult you trust. Don't let yourself get involved in money-making schemes or relationships that you don't fully understand. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Charlie Richards and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.